here with you on this lovely night. It's a full moon. Actually, there are many full moons tonight. They call this a red moon. There were some wolf attacks earlier in the park, so that's why they brought us inside. Wolves gotta eat too. Entirely too many deer in the park. Something's gotta be done. Neither one can hurt you. This is my husband of 300 years, Mr. Brett Sparks. Very, very frightened of bumblebees and very frightened of squirrels. No matter what I tell him, he thinks bumblebees and squirrels are what he should be thinking about at all times. I've never seen a squirrel or a bumblebee talk to each other, so I think they're probably not plotting against you. I know, I've spoken too soon. Right now, they're outside. The middle of revolution. Yeah, so it's all right to be outside. We'll make our own wilderness. He's not really outdoorsy. Usually he's outside between a door and a car door. Thought tonight was going to be the night he became pastoral, but it doesn't look like that's going to happen. This song was about the letter S. I wanted to write something about S. It ended up being about sisters and snakes.
Of course, a lot of S's. It's very hard to sing.
Oh, you can do it.
Choke the river up with snow.
Christmas song. Didn't make it big on the Christmas charts. We've been told it's ruined a few Christmases. It's a tribute to all the people in New Mexico, where we live, who know that the liquor stores are closed New Year's Eve, Christmas Eve, and Christmas Day, so you have to plan accordingly. Those knife fights aren't going to happen by themselves, people. Merry Christmas.
Thank you.
a song about a situation that developed in our backyard. There's a lot of things going on in my yard that I don't know. Evidently, we're somehow spontaneously producing empty vodka bottles in the very back of the yard. I don't know how to get rich off of that, but when I do, there'll be no stopping me. But we also found a very deep hole in the backyard.
And drink. You ever see a Russian drinker get a glass of water? They drink vodka.
Brett's been studying the movie. Poorly. He's going to say all the lines before they say them. Only Rocky Horror.
My father is in that movie, Slim Pickens.
Pa Pickens, as you call him. This is a song about a very deep hole we found in our backyard. Do you want a math problem?
My name I don't remember, though I hail from Ohio. I had a wife and children, good times on my car. What took me from my home and put me in the curb was the mouth of a dark hole I found behind my bar. We've been filling it with garbage for as long as you can count. Chicken scraps and dead cows. Tractors broken down. But never did I hear one thing hit the ground. So slowly I came to fear that this was a bottomless hole. I'd go out behind the barn and I'd stare down. Late into the evening, my mind would not let go. So I got hot out my ropes and a rusty clawfoot tub. And I rigged myself a chariot to ride down the hole. My wife, she did. Surface of this world, when the last rope pulled tight, I had not reached the end. So many hangers swung there down in that dark abyss. So I got out my knife and I told my wife. Loose from the rope, and I fell on down that hole. And still I am here falling down in this evil pit. But until I hit the bottom, I won't believe it's bottomless.
I swore off onion rings forever, and I decided to spend the rest of my life spreading the word that onion rings should never be ordered or eaten.
You don't know what you're missing.
It's always
a
disappointment.
With onion rings on it.
It burns your mouth.
That those naked
They're not
girls
safe.
Advertise. Purest form of advertising in the world.
I wanted to have all their songs about how onion rings should never be ordered again. This one is the first and the last of in that series of anti-onion ring songs.
One, two, three, four, one, two.
screaming down the street. I didn't drive off jagged cliffs or drown in roaring seas. I blow no cage door open. I set no horses free. I take a girl at the drive-thru window, softly smiled at me.
As we drove, people just laugh. Eating while you drive. No way. Just blows their mind. That's right. We have more time to build bombs, taking less time for lunch. That's what freedom's about. A song about
Operation Dropkick.
This is a song about magnets and love. Hilarious. This is the first song that we ever wrote together.
We'll have a question and answer session later.
It was written in Chicago when we lived in a street that was just a whirl of garbage. So I thought it might be nice for us to write some songs about the wilderness. It made us feel better, but of course, every time we wrote a song that had woods in it, something bad happened in the woods. I realized, you know, sometimes you can't fight it. In this song, a man and a woman walk into the woods and only one of them comes home.
Arlene, I'm sorry for what I did. I wasn't looking for love till I saw you red hair in the sun.
First found out that ants can bite you in New Mexico. I got the hard way on the streets.
And, in
the driveway. That's when I first learned that from now on I must do the bidding of the queen of the ants. And About 12 years later, I got an email from somebody who said they were working for somebody who was working for somebody who was working for somebody who was working for HBO, and that they were asked to ask us if we could ask someone else if it would be okay if we use their, they use our song for the theme to a new reality show about detectives.
Pops? Deleted the email, thinking it was a joke, of course.
We took the tinfoil off the windows and the doors just long enough to get the mail and sign the contract, and then we put the tinfoil back on. And so we were very happy that they used our song for this TV show, True Detective. And I found out today that the guys who designed the beautiful opening montage just won an Emmy. Not that necessarily means, but good for them. Get a little statuette. I guess it's a triumph of sorts. We like it.
Does it go like that? Is that grimy?
You get to stay out of jail for another day. What did we do with the money? Well, you know, if you've been to Mexico, you've seen that they have these dog races where the monkeys are tied onto the back of the dogs. Nobody's happy, but the betting is wild. I think everyone gets hurt. Before I knew it, the money was gone. Here's our song that called Far From Any Road that became a theme song for True Detective. Against all odds and against all our best efforts to remain completely unknown forever and ever and ever. Lacey, that some of you may remember. The first first year. They're in the redwood forest thinking about suicide before they decided to solve mysteries. This is a very sad song about a beautiful bridge in California. A lot of people like to jump off of. Jam it out for an hour and see what we get. Space Jam. For some reason in Spain it's a really funny song. A lot of things didn't happen. We left at 4 a.m. this morning to get here. We almost divorced. twice on the way. It's a miracle we're standing here at all.
Again.
I'm actually playing a different song right now.
That song was crazy about the airport. I realized that, wasn't it?
No, this is a lovely airport.
There's nothing wrong with the airport, the song. It's just that all airports suck.
No, Minneapolis airport's great.
The end of the airport, like?
I love the airport here. The
military institute.
They've got lovely shops. It's quiet. There's never that one bathroom incident, it's been I think in a way that's something to be proud of.
Let the moon
I'm playing outside because that pond out there with all the reeds, I know there's got to be some frogs in there, and I know right about now they're just starting to sing, and I really want to hear it. Once you hear frog noises, you never go back. I've thrown out all my human singing now, and I just listen to frogs and wolf howls and some cricket chirps. That's all I need. That's a Wagner, I'm all set. This is a song about frogs and mud. Frogs are.
Thank you.
have to tell you about those intrusive thoughts. You don't have to say them out loud. Just think them and let them pass through you. You have to look at that diagram again. Thank you, everybody. It's been lovely. You know, it's made it worth getting up 4 a.m. to have all these lovely people here, so thank you. After we get our stuff off the stage, I'll be up in the foyer.
It's when you go to bed, not when you get up.
You have a job where you can wear slippers 24 hours a day. You shouldn't complain. I don't care what you say. Those are not shoes. They're slippers. You lost touch with reality.
If you get wet, they will dissolve.
They're made of sugar, just like you.
Oh.
being so nice to us. One more song and then we'll clear stuff off and the movie's going to start, and then I'll be up in the foyer later if anybody has questions or would like to see our merch or a good secret message is written on my scalp. I come from 1,000 years of rag cards. It's hard to let that go. Thanks for being so nice to us.
Yeah, thanks a lot. That sounded really insincere. Outside thought, it's inside thought. See, the more I'm digging it deeper.
Whisper cloud.